Welcome to republicbroadcasting.org. This is Dr. Kelly, and I get to be your host for the next hour for the grand jury reawakening. And I'd like to call this meeting to order and welcome you to an agenda-style review of the week and my accomplishments and some of the backlash, some of the facsimiles and notices, and some new documentary evidence. And let's see, the accomplishments. I got a set of encyclopedias shelved from number 1 to 124. It's the Amjur Model Trials. And that's super helpful because it has separate chapters on how to, if you're bothered with a zoning ordinance that is in violation of your private property, sacred rights, you can do a review of a successful trial and how to proceed if you need to in that direction. If you can't get help from your local grand jury, and it's pretty interesting. All it takes is a telephone call and a nice message to your clerk of your board or your board of supervisors, and they were wonderful in returning a list of several pages of facsimile numbers. The agricultural commissioner and the sealer and general administrative services all the way through to even 16 separate court telephone and facsimile numbers, and a separate list of just A through Z of the county fax numbers. And I'm really grateful to have that and to be able to print packages of these and share them with folks. And I encourage you to do the same, to buy paper by the case. You have your own printing press. You have your own scanning capabilities, and you can have your own facsimile, and it's pretty fun. It was enjoyable to fax a few on Friday, and what else did we do and have accomplishment last week? There was a little backlash, but only from a special district. Now, I don't just call up and say, hey, I used to be on the grand jury, unless it's a friendly, helpful, supportive call to one of the people. And I want to offer that assistance of walking through your first complaint so that you can do it within all the scope of the Constitution and the protections thereof, and within the scope of the penal code and all the protections therein. And it's a wonderful way to serve your people. And it's a wonderful tool for the people to look into even the appearance of corruption or misconduct or corrupt misconduct in office. And so the new business goals are, I'm grateful and in the process of getting a little Canon video camera. And this is going to be super exciting because I've taken these into open, public, speedy trials in a state superior court and heard this voice come from across the bench and say, are you filming in my courtroom? Madam Clerk, I need a recess. And he hopped down off the chair and bailed out of the courtroom back into his chambers. It was an interesting day. I've seen video of judges stating that, no, you can't see my oath of office. And just kind of say, and no, I don't care if you charge me with treason. That would be an interesting project for a grand jury, I would think. Judge Barbara Roberts. let's see. Okay. Oh, and D, the accomplishments of documentary evidence. Being able to confidentially, quietly, inexpensively communicate in writing via facsimile is wonderful. And it's a great tool and invention. I don't know when it first came out, but I'm grateful for it. You know, it's like a printing press that can be used on a wired landline. And the wonders of the wireline landline are it has its own power supply. And if you get yourself the proper speakerphone, you can utilize that even if the power is out for days or weeks. The landline wireline telephone system is going to be your longest lasting source and form of communication in any sort of disruption, whether it be weather or otherwise related. So, on to the new business goals. I have a wonderful sponsor from Georgia who is looking into the public records requests and the comparative California Public Records Act with Georgia. And there are some in Oregon, and it's pretty neat to hear from across the country on the other coast over there about their interest and their action and their successes. There's a huge Board of Supervisors meeting up here. It'll be our first one since April. And I would love to have footage of that meeting, and we'll hopefully have the camera here before that time. I'm going to do some public notices because I've noticed and been talking to the kids that work at the big grocery over there across the way. They're proposing to install a cellular tower, and they have not noticed people that are going to be right in the blast zone. And it's a golf course. It's at 400 Brassie, Brassie, here in Placer County. And so, you know, dealing the only backlash, the only setbacks, the only interference with these goals and this agenda are the special districts. There's a great website, CSDA, probably .ca.gov. It's the California Special Districts Association website. Very informative. Covers a lot of the different aspects. And as grand jurors, we are actually trained in their scope of practice, and they do a lot of training and education. And you really can't have too much of that when you're a public official or a public servant, public employee. You need to know all of those codes and statutes, government code, business code, etc. And you have to abide by it because you swore an oath that you would. And so there's going to be lots of great footage of these public notices, and I have the opportunity to forward those to editors because I don't do computers or email. I do facsimile and read books. Books are cool. Check out your local libraries. Get on over there or build one of your own and have a place where you can get together and teach and share these ideas, and then you only have to study one of the 7 divisions of law. You know, get 6 buddies over there. It'll be like a border cross or a skier cross or a motocross. So exciting, lining all those folks up next to each other, and the gate has dropped. Take off. And so I will be filing a blitzkrieg of pro se notices, demands, claims for damages, declaratory and injunctive relief on the federal level. There's something really cool. The word for the day and the week is Q-U-O, quo, warranto. Yes, it's just the word warrant with an O at the end. And it just takes you and a buddy to be the two relators or relators, however you prefer to pronounce. And it just takes two or more witnesses of the same overt act of treason to file this quo warranto with your attorney general. And yes, I am in California, and I'm embarrassed and ashamed by the behavior of my quote-unquote de facto attorney general. Yes, I said that out loud. So these are some of the neat things. If you do have to go to federal court because you aren't getting remedy in your district and they're being ineffective at their assistance of counsel arising under Article 6 of the Bill of Rights, even if you're filing a racketeer influence corrupt organization, a RICO, at any level, at the federal level, there's a few pages called In Forma Pauperis. And the good aspects of this particular filing are that the United States Marshal will serve your process. If you are the injured, damaged, aggrieved claimant, you are not liable for the costs of the suit. And I will, at some time in the very near future, be discussing the private attorney general. There are doctrines, statutes, exceptions, and a whole bunch of different subcategories in the Words and Phrases Permanent Edition. And it is 42 United States Code, Section 1988. And that is the private attorney general. And these are actions in matters of public interest, public safety, public health, public privacy, anything that is grievous to we the people, your allodial titled property, your rights, your blessings, your inheritance and your posterities. And so it is the duty of the grand jury at the civil level to stick to the books. It's not that many pages. Penal Code 888 to 940. And that favorite oath of mine, Penal Code 911. Anyway, thank you so much again for supporting republicbroadcasting.org. And thank you so much for supporting and giving me a call. And I'm happy to be put to the contest of walking you through your first one. Sort of like, a little, I've been there. This isn't my first border cross. This isn't my first slope style. This isn't my first half pipe. This isn't my first slalom or giant slalom. And so I'm ready to, the shortest distance between the two points. when you're going around gates that are really close together and you need to go really fast so that you can beat the other people's times. That's the only place that you are ever allowed to cut corners. And other than that, stick to the books. And don't just throw one or two books. If there are wrongdoers or conspiring wrongdoers, you want to become informed on and throw the entire library their direction with the help of your law librarians. And it's probably a good idea to post up a little note at the law school library, if you happen to have one of those near you, possibly notaries, notary students, possibly paralegal students in your area at your colleges, and reach out and meet these folks and invite them over for a little study session. And, you know, be willing to be ready to take notes. If you're rich, buy those giant tear-off poster board thingies. And if you're on a budget, go in on it with your buddies and buy some butcher paper. Just the paper part, not the waxy kind. That butcher paper, and get your crayons, get your markers, and go to town. And I'll see you after this break. Thank you for listening. This is The Grand Jury Reawakening. And I'm...
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
He does watch we the people, and that declares right there that you are one of the sovereign people of your particular republic or your state. And I'm going to give thanks for your support of this network and of your support of your friends. Thank you. Thank you for your dedication. Thank you for your integrity. Thank you for participating and acting in accordance with the good, truthful news out of this book. We are a free men and free women upon your land that you are the freeholder of. Thank you to the sponsors. I did a video with Jerry Day, a YouTube video, on EMF sensitivity and the grand jury, and my first ever on Zero Sleep. And I'd like to thank William Wagner for his work on the 13th Amendment. Please go to visit citizensactionnetwork.info and view the different tabs that are just full of wisdom and knowledge and documentation that anybody could understand and utilize to support their process. I'm talking about people here. There are another couple of video producers, Emmanuel Media Production, and this gentleman, Mike Rayleigh, maintains a site called People versus States, MikRei.com. And that's a beautiful case on the rights to keep and bear arms that shall not be infringed by Colonel Brian Hunt, the California State Militia Commander, and a close personal friend. And that was faxed to our congressmen, Senate, oversight committees, investigative committees, subcommittees. Everybody got one. And so print as if there's no tomorrow. Work while it is yet day. Because what if that night comes and it's in the middle of the day and you lose your power? And that's terrible. I will be right back after this break. Thank you for listening. This is the bottom of the hour break. I'm Billy, your host.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovine.
Welcome back. This is the Grand Jury Reawakening, and I am your host, Dr. Kelly with a Y, Royce, R-E-U-S-S, and it is the July 14th show, and I'm looking forward to covering the little waterfront that I can here, and appreciate your calls and questions to the public voicemail, 530 area code. 402-7007, and please do leave your telephone number or a fax number if you require some written instruments being sent to you, and I am happy to support your process and to walk you through this, I guess, shoulder-deep powder. You know, it's like I did have friends on a powder day. I don't know what all that other gossip was about. So I got a bunch of office supplies together, and I've got this little pouch going here, and I've covered Alameda County, California, all the way through Yuba. That's our 58th county, and I'm gathering the complaint forms for each county. Mike School did print them all as they were available. And we're getting proper updated addresses. I'm getting the ban on electronic communication devices out to all of the grand juries that I can by fax. And I don't have $30 for postage, and I don't really want anybody to sponsor that. I would just like to do it by fax and to all 58 counties and to the reawakening next door in Nevada, in northern Nevada. I know of just one, Washoe County. That's Reno all the way up to the Oregon border and or I might even touch on Montana, I might touch on Idaho. It goes way up there, all the way up to the tippy top of the state and then down to and including the Carson, parts of the Carson City area. And here's an interesting thing. It's actually the Indians the original indigenous people, the real Indians, to them, to their treaty, which is in, you know, superior position, is called Snake Country. And let me tell you, I did get a dry bite in 2014 up in those mountains in my driveway in the little town of Floriston. No one's ever heard of it. It's in between Truckee and Reno. And I spent about 8 years there. What an amazing place. If it's 12 below zero at the resort, it's going to be 13 below zero on that northeast-facing slope. And that is the last point of the barrel, which is Nevada County, California. Pretty cute. Shaped like a little derringer up there. And just want to get back to thanking the sponsors who are supporting the, I think it's a 64K memory chip. And so I'll be able to have a separate one for each subject and topic. You know, like covering the documentation on how the building and planning department and the city or the county can only enforce zoning, ordinances, statutes, blah, 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 codes on property they own. And if your county is like Nevada County, something got plundered because they're starting hundreds of millions of dollars in debt every year. And there's more than that, probably in gold and silver in the ground right underneath you. And so don't plunder the people. Do the right thing. Support we the people who elected you, that you swore an oath to uphold and defend and protect our civil rights. And you have to know all those codes and rules. And so here's a little bit of wisdom as we go out to the next break shortly, that when Eric the Red said, what's the one thing I need to know to be successful? Or when he was asked this by a fellow Viking, and you are my fellow Vikings, and I thank you. What he said is this, there is more than one thing to know. Be excellent and to be successful and to be prosperous. And that's covered on Joshua, the book of Joshua, chapter 8, verse 1. And I think that if there were an attorney or a bar attorney's devotional, it would probably start with Joshua 8, 1. And chapter 2 would probably be Deuteronomy 28, both parts, the blessings and the cursings that you get if you're not obedient and get the blessings. If you're disobedient, you get the cursings. If you're a rights violator, you're going to get the cursings. It's not pretty. Deuteronomy 28, that's what my founding great-great-grandfather George Washington read to, no, he's not really my great-grandfather. I might have fibbed a little bit there. But I do have some British. I know a few foreign British words, like pickled onions. Okay, so here we go. You and I and we the people need to only study what it is that we don't know. You get those big butcher papers. You put them up on your walls, you start writing. Guess what? The pages and those lists of things you need to memorize and put on flashcards, it gets smaller and smaller. And then my study buddy got the wise idea to pray that the examiners or the contestants or the doubters or debaters or naysayers not be able to ask anything that we don't know. And so It is my prayer that we are led by wisdom to stand up, to speak up, to not comply, and to not fall victim to the promotion of a citizens' grand jury outside of law. I mean, I can discuss the laws of biology, of anatomy, of physiology, of chemistry. And those are all beautiful laws. There are very few in certain of those scientific endeavors. However, they have stood the test of centuries. Boyle's Law, Faraday's Law. It goes on. It's a wonderful thing. And so I'm thankful and grateful for the work of our founding fathers and for their homeschooling of their posterity. Orville and Wilbur Wright were homeschooled. And so those are the three words that I have in respect to that. If you're concerned about commie California's pretended legislation about your rights, about your First through Tenth Amendment rights, the right to not have trespassing technology, do an unconstitutionality of state statutes case. It's so easy in federal court. It's so close. Your grand jury complaint is 2 pages. It's supposed to be. L.A. County, you're missing a page. Hello? You know, did any of you have your rights violated here in any of these counties during the horrible period of time after, I don't know, 1970s on? Did you have something go wrong before you left? Is that why you left? Let's do something about it. Let's have someone look into it. Let's have a group of folks look into it. I know for sure that there is a federal grand jury here, and we do need a special federal grand jury for all those special, all those specially irritating folk up in Sacramento. And this particular member was the husband of a former notary public. And the notary is your second witness. Do a jurat, J-U-R-A-T. Some of the states and some of the republics have a beautiful red ink border around that written instrument. Put your red thumbprint on it, autograph it in purple or red, because here's the nice thing about purple. When those control trolls tell you, you have to do this in blue or black ink, look up black letter law and look up the significance of the color of the particular ink. Look at the founding fathers and how they autographed the Constitution. I think they call it your John Hancock, and it, that is red ink. Look into Gordon Martinez's oath of office. That is a red ink reaffirmation of that oath, and that is a beautiful thing. And it's time to do it the proper way, the old-fashioned way, to be in support of our elders, and to be on alert. If you're a doctor of any kind, you are a mandated reporter. If there is any sort of elder abuse, elder financial abuse, any children, any infants, I mean, it goes from the fetus and the embryo to the elder. And I'm not talking like I'm going to be 55 a month before the Kennedy assassination. I was born at the 50-year anniversary of the Federal Reserve System. And that really does need to be audited and possibly eliminated. You know, the beauty of these grand juries are the accusation and the indictment. And the beauty of our Congress is that is our largest public national grand jury. The Senate is our largest public petit jury. The trial by jury is how the crimes are dealt with and charged. You can allege all day and night. You never make this mistake. You, I, we the people do not charge with crimes. That is completely handled in a trial by jury. Just because there are rights violated and piece of, you know, whatever, they do have due process, procedural due process rights. Do not do Larry Klayman claiming that there's a citizen's grand jury. I would love to debate point by point, referencing the written instruments and material in support of the facts of the matter, of the powers of the grand jury and the trial by jury and the delineations. You can allege all day and night. You can set forth factual allegations. I'll walk you through it. It is so easy. This law system, this bar attorney system, is meant to keep we the people out. What did Patrick Henry so passionately utter? Oh, I feel a sneeze coming on, pardon me. Okay, he uttered the very words in respect to some violation of life, liberty, and rights. And I will see you on the other side of this break and look forward to returning your calls.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Welcome back to the Grand Jury Reawakening, and thank you for listening and for burning CDs, DVDs, for printing these, and for sharing them with possibly visually challenged or impaired folks. I really need your support and your help, and encourage your favorite advertisers to put their telephone numbers on and say it twice. For instance, call me, 530-402-7007. Again, area code 530-402-7007. And I will leave you with a couple of penal codes in California with respect to crimes against public justice that I will not tolerate. Penal Code 136.1, intimidation of witnesses and victims. These offenses and penalties come with enhancements. There is a sentencing enhancement for creepy people. And there is, an enhancement for an aggravation and for attempted intimidation of witnesses and victims. Your butt's kicked. People versus Kirvin, K-I-R-V-I-N, and that is in the California Appeals Court in the 2nd District for 2014. And another crime against public justice that is just disgusting, this eruption of corruption. And you know what, people? You can't put the lava back in the volcano with your eruption of corruption. We the people are awake. We see what you're doing. And Penal Code 182, conspiracy. Because it's really hard to imagine that there's just one super, ultra, epic, corrupt individual committing these crimes against public justice. I don't think so. Thank you again for listening.
give me a call. I would love to speak with you. I really appreciate the listeners here at republicbroadcasting.org. I will see you next week.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.